What do you see now as a life for you in the beyond? When you leave this earth, what happens to you?
I have no clue. Any more than I have. I used to have a story. I used to stole it from one of my colleagues. I remember it was at the time of Kennedy's assassination, and I was talking, and there was something wrong with what I did, and I couldn't figure out what it was. I mean, it was something missing in the sermon. Everybody thought it was a wonderful thing and all that, but for me, I had not gotten something right. And I got this thing from one of my old professors, what he had done in Worcester, Massachusetts, the second parish of Worcester. The first thing he did is talk to the kids. And that's what I hadn't done. And he said, supposing that everything were just backwards, supposing that instead of when you were born, you know, you're all wrinkled and red and you're blind and you don't have any hair, and every day you get a little older and pretty soon you can see and hear and you get hair and you're going and it's smooth and everything until, well, you keep getting older and pretty soon you can't see and you can't hear and you're all wrinkled up and you lose your hair and you're gone. What if it was just the other way? Suppose you started out, also went on from that, until you got younger and younger and younger, and you're a little baby, and you're all wrinkled, and you can't see, and you're on the air, and you're gone. You wouldn't be afraid of that, would you? And that's what he did. We use that from time to time with the kids. Mainly, don't be afraid. It's as much a part of life as life itself. We just don't know. I don't know.
You don't know if there's a heaven.
Oh, I'm pretty sure there's no heaven. Any more than there's a hell. I mean, that's mythology. And that's fine. I mean, there's a lot of good things you can do with that. But that there is such a place. Well, I was a little kid. I used to lie on the back porch and look at the sky until I would scare myself. Grin out further and further and further and further. I just scare the daylights out of myself. St. Paul said this. And I got a little problem with the God of the heavenlies. He says, I got to have something that I can understand. This is basic Whiteheadian. If you want to understand the universe, study an individual. Study human emotion. If you want to understand human emotion, study the universe. It's all the same thing. There's no supernatural. It's all of one thing, natural. If that isn't a big enough miracle for you, I can't help you. The one thing I'm sure of is that whatever else we are, we're part of whatever else there is. We're going back there again. I'm going back there again. Wherever it was I came from, or where. I wasn't anybody. I wasn't me. I'm still not me most of the time. You know, what I have been there for, the good news, the gospel. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to fear. What we are, we are. And you want to find out more about that. You want to find out as much about it as you can possibly absorb. There's a line in the memorial service. We gathered and celebrate the Spirit and the things of the Spirit as they were made known to us in the life of John Wolfe, and give thanks for all the gifts of life which through his life we've received, in the hope that in the time of his death he may strengthen our hold on life. To me, this is what the pastoral ministry is about. This is what the gospel is about. I believe that Jesus was against religion. I think he hated religion. For him, religion was the enemy. As he said, follow me. My burden is easy. What's the burden? Religion. I came to relieve you from all that crap. I'll reduce it to a couple of things. Love one another. Love God. That's it. Don't load me up with a lot of other crap. People ask me if I'm a Christian. I said, well, now, okay, just tell me what you think Christian is, because I've got a couple of verses there, and I've got a couple of stories about that that I would like to have you interpret for me. And then we'll find out what you think a Christian is.